You're listening to Native Fest, a series highlighting the art, music, writing, and culture of Native people living in Minnesota.
Bonjour, Anton Gema, Tony Troyer, Indigenous Cause, Wagush, Indugu, Minua, Migizi, and Dodem, Gazaga Squadji, Mekag, and Donjiba. My name's Anton or Tony Troyer, and I'm from Leech Lake. My native name is Wagush. Happy to be with you today. So one of the things that was different with the assassination of Hole in the Day, and also my most recent book, The Warrior Nation, which is a history book on Red Lake, is I tried to let native sources tell their own story and then also use the archives to validate and substantiate the native understanding of their own story. So it's a very different way to do history, and I'm hoping that will show historians a different way to conduct their craft. And one of the things that's been fun for me, you know, finished my PhD, I took a job in Milwaukee for, you know, 4 or 5 years in as a professor of history. And so that was what I thought my career trajectory was. But I kept working much more deeply with language stuff. And ultimately, my heart's in Minnesota. And I've been so privileged where I live in our area. I am in the middle of 5 living generations in our family. My grandmother is still alive. She's, you know, pushing 100. You know, my father passed away in January, but my mother's still alive. You know, and then I've got 9 kids, got a couple grandkids. Instead of just scattering, pursuing money or a career or whatever, I really want to be, you know, in the middle of all of that together, not just with our people, but with our place. And among the other things that happened with me with my work is, you know, I spent so much time with people like Archie Mose and so forth. I wasn't trying to do anything other than learn who the heck I was. But increasingly, people started to ask me to speak at ceremonial drums and other kinds of ceremonial doings. And I became much more rooted as a, you know, spiritual servant of the people, too. And so all of that stuff keeps me there. So the second there was a job opening in Bemidji, I was looking. And when Earl Nyholm retired, he said, I really want you to apply for this job. And I hadn't really thought of myself as an Ojibwe professor, but I was ready for that shift. So once I took that, then, you know, at that point, my language skills are pretty accomplished, and it wasn't a huge transition for me to teach language directly, even though I was trained as a historian. So I kind of morphed into a language guy. But today, one of the things that keeps it really exciting for me is I get to work on lots of different kinds of projects. So we do lots of team-based projects, working on, you know, a young reader series for Ojibwe, publishing monolingual Ojibwe books for use in the immersion schools and other language efforts. I've, you know, done bilingual and academic things and worked on dictionaries for Ojibwe, but I still do my history work too. And so, you know, I've been privileged to work with National Geographic and do a number of books with the State Historical Society and other things. And so I think for me, the breadth of the projects and the kinds of things I get to do keeps it really exciting and feeds those different parts of me, the academic part, the cultural part, the language part. And I think if I wasn't feeding all of those, I would be restless and dissatisfied. But ultimately, I feel pretty full with where I'm at right now.
Thanks for listening. Native Fest was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and was made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.